It was an honor for me to receive Player of the Week. The thing that stood out to me the most was that it was the same week that I won the community MVP of the league. So for me to be honored off the field and then be honored on the field was kind of special to me. And I think that's a kind of example, real-life example for myself to just know that when I do things with good intentions in the community, you know, sometimes you get rewarded for stuff like that on the field as well. It's kind of, I'm living right. That's really what it comes down to, I think.
When you, this week against, we just talked to TJ about Crabtree and Cooper, on whether they're considered elite. What is the challenge you're facing in preparing for those two, and how do you view those two?
They're a pair of good receivers. Just like a lot of the receivers we play, that we played this year. They're no slouch, no slacking. So I look forward to another game for some competitive guys out there. Sorry, I can't talk. But, I mean, they're just receivers, man. Every team is going to have good receivers in this league. It's the NFL. And no game is a break. So I don't really get too personal when I watch film and stuff like that. I don't refer to guys by their names. I refer to them by their numbers. Just it helps me just kind of don't listen to what like media says about people. It's what I'm seeing on film from these guys. That's the truth, you know. So that's how I kind of, you know, separate who's good, who's elite, whatever. It doesn't matter. It's whoever, whatever you're doing on tape.
What have you seen on tape from 89 and 15?
They're good receivers. There's nothing else. I don't know if y'all want what y'all want me to say.
It was like maybe the Kansas City game last year, AFC Championship game, 2-point conversion, pick six last week. You seem to kind of always be in the place to make that sort of, what goes into that? What sort of work do you put in to make yourself
It's really just the belief. I've kind of made plays like if you know me my whole career, people around me, you know, people that call me after the pick six, they're like, man, what is it with you, man? You make these plays all the time. Like, the ball just finds you. Like, how does it happen? You know, like, it's something I can't really explain. It's something I've always done ever since Little League to high school. It's just, I think just I expect those plays. I anticipate them. You know, I kind of visualize them. And, you know, when they happen in real life, I kind of just, I'm ready for it, you know. So I really think that's what it is. I really can't explain it. It's just, I on that specific play last week, you know, I just anticipated him dropping it. I kind of saw it out of the corner of my eye and, you know, I anticipated it. So when he did, I was ready. You know, a lot of people, they just run in, they don't anticipate it and it happens. They're like, oh, man, so close, you know. But I kind of, I'm waiting for those opportunities. Definitely. That's one of the keys to success, really. You know, like I was saying earlier, you know, every team has great players on their team. They wouldn't be in the NFL if they didn't. And your study and your preparation is the biggest thing that I think determines your success or failure. I think that's with anything, but especially with, you know, what we do. It's kind of like you kind of got all the answers for the test before the test, so why would you not study it, you know, crazy, so when the test does come, you get 100.
You played against Derek Carr now for a couple of years. What's he doing different this year than he did when you guys played them?
He's getting the ball out a lot faster. They're doing a great job of protecting him. He's making good decisions and things like that. So he's just another year under his belt. He's more comfortable in the system, and I think he's doing a great job, you know, spreading it out and getting it to whoever's open. Nothing changes. We do our job, man. We do our job. At the end of the day, him getting out fast doesn't mean that I shouldn't, like, it doesn't change what I'm going to be doing, really.
On Sunday, after your first pick six, you said that your goal was to catch Talib. So how do you go about doing that?
Just keep doing what I'm doing. The plays come to you. You know, you can't, I wasn't saying, like, I'm trying to catch Talib, like, oh, that's what I'm, I wake up every day to do. It's not that. just I like to set goals for myself. And it's not really Talib. It's whoever has the most. You know, I want to have more than them, you know, because I only have a certain amount of years I can play this game, so I might as well try to impact it as much as I can. So it really wasn't like a personal type thing. It's whoever has the most, that's what I'm going for. You know that specific number?
13 or 14?
13. Yeah, so I got a long ways to go.
Well, and Rod was around here your rookie year, right?
Yeah, Rod. Yeah, I talked to him a lot. Yeah, definitely.
So you got to let him know that you're coming for
him. He should know.
Did you have a winner? Who did you vote for in the Halloween costume contest?
I thought D-Ware had the best costume. And Kayvon, too. He looked exactly like Tupac. So that's kind of scary. You know, he looks exactly like him. And his date looked just like Jada Pinkett. So I told him today, I think not even just the party, I think Kayvon and his date together was like the best costume I've seen, like, of 2016 Halloween. Like, it was crazy.
But they didn't win, right?
They didn't win, but, well, it was a tie, and then Wolf kind of like started like scaring people into clapping for him. You know, so the results were skewed a little bit.